Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connections, brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, where diversity and opportunity are one. From education to employment, entrepreneurship to innovation, this program is your weekly connection to the latest trends and opportunities taking place all across Silicon Valley. Host Carl Davis Jr. talks to the rock stars of Silicon Valley and offers you engaging interviews and insights from local, regional, and internationally acclaimed business leaders, entrepreneurs, and community leaders to help you stay connected. Now, here's your host, Carl Davis Jr.
Welcome to Silicon Valley Business Connection, where we connect you to businesses. I'm Carl Davis Jr., and I'm the host of the show, but I'm also the president of the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. But there's another Carl in the room here. It's KW, Carl Wells. How you doing this morning, Carl?
You've got to say this is actually the Carl and Carl show, see? So it's the Silicon Valley Business Connection, but it's the Carl and Carl, and we have a special guest today.
Oh, see, that's what I love about Carl. He's always helping me. Our special guest today is a young lady by the name of Helen Norman. Helen's been a good friend of mine for years, but Helen's going to talk about a subject that is so, so important for all of us to know. It's called the business of philanthropy. I'm going to let Helen introduce herself, and she's going to start off right away telling us who she is and her relationship to the chamber. But I want you guys to welcome Miss Helen Norman. How you doing, Helen?
Great. Thank you, Carl and KW, for inviting me on the show today. It's a privilege to be here and talk about philanthropy. Like Carl said, I've known Carl for many years. We've worked on several projects together, including the Ebony Fashion Fair.
Oh, she's going
back
way
in the
back.
Day.
Ooh, way back.
Which was a lot of fun. I've lived in the South Bay for many years, and I have a heart for activism. My philosophy is that all people deserve quality health care, quality housing, and an opportunity to live the American dream. And I've devoted my life to that. So I'm really pleased to be working with the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce and small businesses to see where we can find access to capital and resources to support not only our for-profit small businesses, but our nonprofit organizations as well.
Oh, thank you, Helen. Yeah, Helen's been doing some work with the chamber for at least maybe almost a year and a half now, huh?
Yes.
Yeah.
We actually started some time ago. The first project that Carl and I worked on together at the chamber was the rollout of Covered California in Santa Clara County. And so we helped many people get signed up for health insurance. And then when Super Bowl 50
yes.
was coming to the South Bay,
yes.
and their goal was to be the most giving Super Bowl ever, we got involved with the Play 60 project, and along with KW and Larry Moody from East Palo Alto, and provided some play opportunities for children. We had a great time working on that together.
Oh, that was fantastic. You know, you never know the impact of what you make in communities when you do things like that. But through Helen sort of guiding us, and she's been the leader of our grant writing team for the chamber, you know, we're able to put together at least programs and ideas that we believe are going to impact the community. Carl, when you did that event up at Cal Berkeley, I mean, anything you want to say about that? Because that was just fantastic.
Well, I think Helen did an excellent job at soliciting funds and being able to help us manage the program from San Jose to Berkeley and then to EPA with Mayor Larry Moody now. I forgot. Mayor. He's mayor now. Mayor of EPA. Yes, he is.
All right.
So we did I was very excited to be able to work with Helen and all the work that she has done and that she did. And then the relationships that she brought into the event, like the relationship with the library downtown. I thought that was fantastic. And that's an ongoing relationship. So everything, I don't know how to say it, is like branches of a tree. She comes in and she helps us fund some of these events. And that's a great thing. But then everything just kind of branches out. out. So I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say about philanthropy, especially going into 2016. And you know, and especially with the new administration, how's that money going to look? Are we going to have the money? Is philanthropy and foundations and things like that going to dry up? So I'm looking forward to listening to what she got to say.
Yeah, but please, Helen, dive in, share that, because that is something that all our listeners want to know about, the business of philanthropy. Helen, you just take it and go with it.
Well, you know, one of the interesting things about philanthropy and fundraising over the last 10 years is that even when the economy was in a decline, giving continued to rise. So in 2014 and 2015, philanthropic giving continued to rise. So philanthropy giving right now is up around $370
billion. $370 billion.
In 2015. So we're looking at an era where there's lots of money out there for nonprofits to access. The key is, how do you get access to that money? And I think that's one of the things that we want to talk about. Interesting thing about some of the data that I've looked at, you know, we often think about corporations and foundations and the hundreds of millions of dollars that they report that they give. But do you know the majority of charitable giving is from individuals?
I was going to say that.
Who give anywhere from $1 to $100. So, you know, that's one of the great things about the American people. American people are generous, and they're generous to causes. So one of the things that we want to talk about in the business of philanthropy is how we position our various programs and causes such that we can access some of those billions of dollars that are given away annually.
Man, Helen, I guess we had this conversation earlier about if someone has a wonderful cause, if they're not able to articulate that cause, that could be the reason why they're not getting funded. Is that true?
I think it's a combination of things, because one of the things about grant writing is it's storytelling. Mm-hmm. And the ability to tell a compelling story or an interesting story about your cause or about a need in your community or with a group is really critical to someone looking at your proposal and catching an eye. One of the things that I've said to Carl and KW is that I believe every nonprofit needs a patron. That's some organization, a company, or a foundation, or an individual who truly believes in your cause and gets on board with you as a partner, not only to fund your cause, but also to champion the cause on your behalf.
Ooh, that's powerful.
Well, philanthropy, the etymology of philanthropy, it means literally love of humanity, you know, in the sense of caring, nourishing, you know, developing and enhancing what it is to be human. So that seems to be absolutely right, that if you go into that, you have to find someone that actually that's a part of that organization, whether it's Warren Buffett or Bill and Melinda Gates or even Bloomberg. Those guys who are so large, they have people that are within their organization that have such a love for humanity that they actively solicit, actively search for organizations that they can be a part of. So that's absolutely right.
That's true. When you look at, you know, the various categories where the majority of charitable funds are given, it's in education. Mm-hmm. And I know that with the Gates Foundation, you know, one of their big causes is funding education. We're definitely in an era where large educational institutions generate funds from large, not only corporations, but foundations. And so that's a big part of the giving, where hundreds of millions of dollars are channeled into educational institutions from very large foundations and corporations. I think the challenge is when we look at very small nonprofits that do extremely good work in the community. How do we work with them to help them get access to the funding? It might not be hundreds of millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Maybe what they need is $100,000. Mm-hmm. But that $100,000 will help them keep the doors open.
You know, in the second part of our show today, Helen's going to be here for both segments. In the second part of our show, we're going to talk about things that we're doing, and we're going to mention it, something about the Grant Writing Summit that's going to come up. So we want to make sure we have some time to do that. When you talked about those different ways to do storytelling, is that somehow that's what people think about when they talk about crowdfunding? That's a way for individuals to connect their dollars to a story?
Right. So often with crowdfunding, sometimes a crowdfunding campaign occurs after a natural disaster or for an imminent need. But sometimes crowdfunding can be used to, say, fund an ongoing program. Mm-hmm. You know, the one thing about building funds for a nonprofit organization, you need a portfolio very much the way a for-profit company needs a portfolio. Mm-hmm. So a portfolio of funds. Mm-hmm. Those funds could be a combination of, say, a friends and family mm-hmm. campaign where you just have individuals who love what you're doing, love your organization, and will make a yearly contribution. It could also be include crowdfunding and proposal writing, grant funding from companies and foundations.
And that's what you do, right, Helen? I mean, in the next minute, we got a minute before we go to break, but that's what you do. You help people write grants, right?
Right. Not only that, we help them develop a strategy for raising funds for their nonprofit organization or for their project or cause.
Well, I like to do this. I know we're going to come back for the second half, and I'm very, very curious of, you know, Helen's going to share some strategies on more about this business of philanthropy. And this is a first part of our Silicon Valley Business Connection.
This is Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr., brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com, or call 408-288-8806. Now, back to Silicon Valley Business Connections.
We have in the studio today Ms. Helen Norman, and Helen's talking about a subject that I believe everyone would love to know. It's called the business of philanthropy. And I'm really, really excited to hear, because during our break, I was talking to Carl KW here, and Helen, and we do so much sponsorship here at the Chamber that I really wanted Helen to tell us the difference between sponsorship and philanthropy. Helen, could you share that with us so all of our listeners will have a real good idea of what's the difference and why each exists?
Right. I think sometimes in the nonprofit world, we use the terminology sponsorship and philanthropy interchangeably. And they are two very different animals. So, you know, with sponsorship, we're usually targeting a company to get sponsorship, which could be in terms of dollars or in-kind contribution to support an activity or an event. And from the company's perspective, sponsorship usually fits some kind of marketing strategy that they have. And it's an investment in marketing to a particular group of people. So from the company's perspective, to provide sponsorship, they want a return on their investment.
ROI, huh?
An ROI. So, you know, it usually involves some kind of branding aspect, branding for the company, or selling a product by putting their name on your event. That's a way of the company branding themselves and marketing their product. With philanthropy truly fits under the aspect of charitable giving. It is what individuals at KW talked about earlier. where they really want to demonstrate their humanity and their concern for others by giving away a portion of what they have. Mm. And that's how, so there are different approaches when you're looking at sponsorship and when you're looking at charitable giving. So sponsorship really is about building a relationship with a company whose product you believe in,
mm-hmm.
and a company who believes in your cause.
Mm-hmm.
And you're trying to match up the two. Mm-hmm. Is the product that they're selling, is it congruent with the mission and the vision for your company, for your nonprofit organization?
Mm.
And does the company believe in your cause?
Mm.
You're doing the same thing on the philanthropy side,
mm-hmm.
Finding a foundation or a corporation's charitable arm,
mm-hmm.
Whose vision matches up with your cause,
mm-hmm.
And building a relationship there. But often on the foundation side, the return on the investment is an investment in the cause, not necessarily a return on investment for the company's bottom line.
Mm, I'm glad you said that, because I was really, and Carl, I know Carl's got another question too, but I was really interested in this, you know, when you hear these terms about public-private partnerships. You know, I think what you were just talking about there, Helen, is how that lines up. And that's going to be key for us. And not saying that this election is different than other elections, but everybody feels it is. But I believe those people who were able to craft and put together public-private partnerships may be able to go further. What do you think about that, Carl? What were you going to say?
Well, I think it's important that that happens. And I know there are a lot of really good foundations in the community and philanthropists like we talked about Bill and Melinda Gates, and Bloomberg, the ex-mayor of New York, donated almost $1 billion to Zuckerberg's donate. Sean Parker, the guy that actually created Napster, I don't know if you remember that. Mm-hmm. The guy's 35 years old, and he donated almost $1 billion. Wow. So there's a lot of organizations that are out there that are actually that people don't know that are philanthropy organizations that are giving money to humanity causes or causes, you know, to help heal the earth, if it's renewable energy, technology, new technology, education, like you said, obviously being the most important. So those are those are individuals as opposed to, like you say, the corporations. Bill and Melinda Gates as opposed to Microsoft, even though Microsoft actually does sponsorships into the community. So I think it's good for people who have the need for funding to look up these lists of foundations. They're easy to get to. A lot of them are in California or on the West Coast. They're easy to get to. So, but maybe is there a way you can look? How do you look up some of these organizations?
Well, there are several sites that one can go to and look up different foundations. Corporate charities. So one of the things that I suggest is that someone goes online and just type in foundations,
mm-hmm.
and a list of them, mm-hmm. Will come up, and just start going to different foundations' websites and looking at what they fund. I think sometimes, especially with small nonprofits, often small nonprofits don't have the resources to hire a professional grant writer or someone who can spend their whole day looking for funding for the organization. So,
but that's what you do.
That's one of the things that I do.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. And it's really important for people like you who have these organizations or know these organizations that are trustworthy organizations that are doing really good work in the community. It's good for you, that type of a match. You do great work with us, and we try to do a lot of events in the community, whether it's hackathons for kids or workshops and lectures and series for small businesses. But that's what you do, which is what we want everyone to know about.
Well, that's a great segue, because I wanted Helen to mention something about the Grant Writing Summit that's going to come up, to where you were saying, nonprofits, small nonprofits don't have the resources to do something like that. And you're going to actually walk people through it. Can you tell us a little bit about that vision of that grant writing summit that's coming up, Ellen?
Right. So thank you, KW and Carl. You know, one of the things that we've talked about are the challenges that small nonprofits have in raising money, not having the resources to hire someone to do grant writing for them. And so one of the things I'm excited about, the work that we're doing at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce, is building this network of grant writers and putting ourselves in a position where we can become that resource where small nonprofits can come to us and find out, how do I get a successful proposal written. So we will be sponsoring a Bay Area Grant Writing Summit for nonprofits in the first quarter of 2017. We'll be announcing the date really soon. And so nonprofits can send a representative from their organization to the Grant Writing Summit, where someone from their organization will start to build the skills on grant writing basics, learn the terminology, network with a group of funders from the Bay Area, and actually work on a grant application. And one of the things that this grant writing summit will do is introduce small nonprofits to our grant writing team. So we've formed a grant writing team at the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. We want to be a resource to our community. And so someone who's looking to develop a grant application or find out where those grant opportunities are can come to us, and we'll assist them.
So that means if people hear the show and they want to learn more about this later, Helen, they can go to blackchamber.com and then navigate, and you can see our grant writing summit that's coming up. I think it's very important for folks who are listening to this, because there's the dollars that Helen talked about, but there's the disconnect between those dollars getting into our community to do the much needed work that we need. And so whatever community you're in, when you hear this show, this is a way for you to learn how to bring those dollars into your community. Is there something else you'd like to say about that, Helen? Because we'd love for you to just, you know, help us say, how do people, and we only got about another minute and a half, how do people find a patron? How do people find a champion for their causes? Any ideas?
That's a great question, Carl. I think a lot of it depends on talking to people who come to your events, putting the word out to your board. I think sometimes nonprofits miss a great opportunity to use their board members to champion their causes and help them find a patron. That should be the role of a board of directors. So I think doing that, I think friends and family campaigns are extremely important to a nonprofit organization. So a friends and family campaign is something involved where once a year, you're working with friends of the organization and family members and friends of family members to make a small donation to your nonprofit organization. I think also it's important for us to look at what's the best time frame in the year to do grant funding. And I think one of the things a lot of people don't know is that it's the end of the year when most of the charitable funding is given out. It's not the beginning of the year. So that time period between October and December 31st is a critical time to get out there and develop those relationships, or call on those relationships that you already have to start raising money for your next year's activities.
Well, that's perfect timing as we kind of wrap it up. What a wonderful segment that those who listen here would know to go to blackchamber.com. and for the and to look for the Grant Writing Summit and to think about how you can see some of the things that the Chamber is doing, its programs, its services, and its initiatives, and how you may be able to become a champion of our Chamber of Commerce. We want to thank you, Helen, for being on today. We really do appreciate it. This has been Silicon Valley Business Connection.
You've been listening to Silicon Valley Business Connections with Carl Davis Jr. and brought to you by the Silicon Valley Black Chamber of Commerce. More information about today's show is available by going to the Chamber's website, blackchamber.com. That's blackchamber.com. Or call 408-288-8806. That's 408-288-8806. Copies of our podcast are available online at blackchamber.com. If you would like to know more about a specific guest or make recommendations for upcoming guests and topics, email info@blackchamber.com. Keeping you connected. Silicon Valley Business Connections.